Hello, and welcome to Life Matters, the program where we engage life issues with critical thinking and a biblical worldview. Life Matters is an educational outreach resource of Assure Women's Center in Omaha, Nebraska. We're honored to host a variety of guests within the pro-life movement, each bringing their own unique perspectives, experiences, and backgrounds. The views and opinions expressed by our guests do not necessarily reflect those of Life Matters, Assure Women's Center, or our affiliates. Our goal is to foster open, thoughtful dialogue around life-affirming issues and equip listeners to stand for life.
Welcome to Life Matters. I'm Toni Clark, Executive Director of Assure Women's Center in Omaha, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. We have an exciting opportunity to share with our Nebraska listeners, one that allows you to support life-affirming work and receive a Nebraska state income tax credit for doing so. It's called the Nebraska Pregnancy Help Act, and it's a powerful way to multiply your impact for moms, babies, and families in our community. Joining me today is our Advancement Director, Amanda Timoshek, who's here to walk us through exactly how the program works, how donors can apply, and what kind of difference these gifts are already making in the lives of women we serve. Amanda, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Cool. Amanda, for those who haven't heard of it before, what exactly is the Nebraska Pregnancy Help Act?
Yes, I am happy to explain it. I will start by saying I am not a tax professional. I am not an attorney, and I am not an investment or financial planner. So I am on Assure staff, and I'm talking to you as a fundraiser. And so anything I'm saying, don't take as legal advice. Please talk to your tax professional. But basically, the Nebraska Pregnancy Act is something that is new in Nebraska. This year is actually the first year it was in effect. So it's a tax credit available to donors who are in Nebraska, pay Nebraska income tax, who they can leverage this credit if they give a donation to pregnancy centers within Nebraska.
Okay. And so there are organizations that have to be approved for people to donate to.
Yes.
Or to give to. So how did Assure become one of the approved pregnancy help organizations under the act?
Great question. So this originally, we first learned about this program last year. And so there was a form that Assure had to fill out. And basically, it was a simple process of applying, but there was certain criteria we had to meet. One, we had to be a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We had to have a location, at least one location in Nebraska, which Assure has two. We have two in the Omaha area.
And a mobile unit.
And a mobile unit. And we had to not perform abortions, not refer for abortions. Mm-hmm. And then we had to be serving pregnant women or have life-affirming care. So, you know, whether it's promoting adoptions, parenting, mm-hmm. Early childhood type of programs to help new moms. So we had to meet certain criteria to be able to apply for this.
Okay. So how does this tax credit work, and how is it different from a standard charitable donation?
Yeah. So again, I'm not a tax professional, but a credit is an actual a credit toward what you would owe for your Nebraska taxes. So let's say you owed $2,000 and you'd made $1,000 donation, or you had $1,000 credit mm-hmm. available, that would reduce the amount you needed to pay by $1,000.
Okay. So in a sense, you're still giving it, but you're just giving it to an organization versus giving it to the government.
Right. Yes.
I like that.
And, you know, a normal donation to Assure Women's Center can qualify for a charitable deduction. Mm-hmm. But this is even better because you're getting a credit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So who's eligible to apply? Can both individuals and businesses participate?
Yep. Individuals, corporations, LLCs, S corporations, partnerships, trusts, estates, really anyone who has Nebraska income tax liability and makes a cash gift. And by cash, you know, it can be credit card, check. You can't get from your IRA or something like that, but right. making a donation to Assure or any approved organization.
So this could have huge implications for maybe a business obviously individuals as well.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay, good. How much can a donor potentially receive as a credit?
Okay, this is the wording from the Nebraska Department of Revenue's website. And I would definitely recommend people check out the website to get all the information. So it's revenue.nebraska.gov, and they have the tax credit information there. But the credit is equal to the lesser of two amounts, your total donations to approved centers for the year or 50% of your Nebraska income tax liability. Plus, if you don't use the whole credit 1 year, you can carry it forward for up to 5 years.
Interesting. Okay. So what kind of donations qualify? You said a few of them a minute ago, but what donations qualify?
So from the list I said before, and so if someone, you know, writes a check, gives cash, credit card donation, and you can also use it like, so we have our banquet coming up. So you could use it toward the banquet, but it can't be used. It can only be used for the part that would be tax deductible.
Gotcha.
So if you're getting goods and services and it can't be for that non-deductible amount.
Okay. So if someone were to sponsor the banquet, they could potentially use that, but then a portion that covers the dinner portion would not be
correct.
Able yep. to be. Okay. Gotcha. Yep. All right. So walk us through the process. Step by step, what should donors be doing right now to prepare for when the window opens?
Yep.
We'll talk about that window in a minute.
Yes. And that this has been evolving. So this was our first year. 2025 was the first year we did this. So we just really learned about this in 2024. And toward the end of 2024, we really didn't know what we were doing. This was new for all the pregnancy help organizations that were doing this. It was new for the Department of Revenue as well. So we've refined the process a bit. What our plans are right now is by the time this program airs on Assure's website, our donor website, which is firststeptolife.com, mm-hmm. people can go on there and there will be a form that they fill out with their contact information saying that they want to, that they're interested in applying for this okay. tax credit. As we receive those, then I will fill out the form from the state. So there's an actual form the state requires that pregnancy centers or pregnancy help organizations mm-hmm. fill out. So I'll fill out that form. And then we'll confirm with the donors just in mid-December that if everything is correct, that you intend to apply for this and that you want me to submit it. And then starting January 1, I will submit those applications. Mm-hmm. So people can go in right now and start filling out their contact information. And then I will be in touch once I get that application filled out, make sure all the information is correct, confirm for sure that you want me to submit it, and then we'll submit starting January 1.
So you said donors can start submitting their completed forms as soon as now.
Yes, the application part, which is their contact information. So go ahead and fill that out so that I can start getting my ducks in a row and getting everything filled out on my end. And then I'll start submitting January 1.
Okay. So where do they send the forms?
They'll just send it back. Okay. There'll be all the information on First Step to Life
okay.
about where to submit the. Where to submit it. They'll just fill it out online and it'll automatically come to me.
Gotcha. Good.
Yep.
Good to know. So they don't have to remember an address or anything. Just go to firststeptolife.com, find the tax page, fill it out, and it comes right to you.
Correct.
We have made it really easy, haven't we?
Absolutely. Hopefully so.
Good. So once the application is approved, how long do they have to make their donation?
Yeah, great question. So it's actually, they have 60 days from the day that I submit it to the state. So that window opens January 1st. So, and I'm going to submit these first come, first serve from how people get mm-hmm. their contact information to me. I will submit it to the state. And I'll notify a donor. I've submitted this. Let's say it's January 1st. I'll let you know yours was submitted on January 1st. So from January 1st, they have 60 days to make their donation. somewhere in that time period, I'm going to hear back from the state whether or not their application was approved.
Okay.
Because there's only so much money available. Mm-hmm. And so the state will approve it first come, first serve as well. So people submit it, fill out their form to submit to Assure, and then I'll fill out forms and submit it to the state first come, first serve, and then the state will approve them first come, first serve. Again, there's now $1 million available. This current year, there was $500,000. For 2026, there'll be $1 million available. But I anticipate it will go fast. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot more interest already now, you know, as people are finding out about this. This year for 2025, the money was gone in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And so I anticipate it'll go really fast again in 2026.
Okay. So this was the first year that we've done this, the first year that the state of Nebraska has done it.
Correct.
And just listening to other centers and other organizations across the state, many of them have had people, you know, take advantage of them. Some of them didn't. Mm-hmm. But what actual response did you see in the first year of the program?
We had great response. Mm-hmm. We had new donors, people that kind of word of mouth, they heard about this, reached out. We had people that had given in the past but hadn't given in a long time, really wanted to take advantage of this. And then, you know, just some of our regular donors, it's a great benefit. It's a blessing for them, but a huge blessing for Assure, obviously. Absolutely. Like, we were able to raise more, I think, you know, in January, February timeframe that we normally would, because we did get some new donors and we had people give more than they normally would. And I will say, you know, Assure is, we're 100% donor funded. All of our donations are, all of our services are 100% free of charge. So we rely on these donations. Mm-hmm. And so it's fantastic to be able to start the new year really strong, getting a bunch of donations in the door at the very beginning of the year.
Absolutely. So it sounds like this program will go really fast. I know last year that $500,000 went extremely quick. And so we're at $1 million this coming year. So I would just encourage people, if you're listening and it's even a thought, to go ahead and fill out the paperwork and we'll follow up with you and make sure. And so that we're ready to kind of get that going January 1st. I think you're going to have a party in the office. So, like a midnight party?
I'm going to be spending, I think it opens at, I think, 8 a.m. on January 1st. So I will be celebrating New Year's Day, submitting tax credit applications, which I am happy to do.
And I will come in and help you as well.
Life Matters is the program where we engage life issues with critical thinking and a biblical worldview. And it is a ministry of Assure Women's Center. Do you want to make a difference, but don't have time to volunteer every week? Become a church ambassador. You'll help champion the work at Assure within your church community, raising awareness and support in meaningful, tangible ways. It's a simple first step to get involved in the pro-life work at Assure. Visit firststeptolife.com to learn more and join us today.
Welcome back to Life Matters. I'm Toni Clark with Assure Women's Center. And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the Nebraska Pregnancy Help Act Tax Credit, an incredible program that rewards generosity by giving Nebraska taxpayers a state income tax credit when they make a qualifying donation to any approved pregnancy help organization like Assure Women's Center. I'm joined today by Assure's Advancement Director, Amanda Timoshek. So Amanda, how did these Pregnancy Help Act donations impact Assure Women's Center last year?
Well, like I said, our services are all 100% free of charge. Yeah. So we, you know, for women who are just found out they're pregnant, yeah, and they don't know what they are going to do. They don't know if, you know, if an abortion or parenting or potentially adoption, there's a lot, you know, they're experiencing fear. They don't know what resources are available. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be the first step where these women come to us before they would go to an abortion provider or order an abortion pill. And so when they come in, they get a free pregnancy test, free ultrasound, free, if they are pregnant, free STD testing and limited treatment. And we can't do this without donors. So every dollar goes directly to helping these or serving these women with the resources that they need to empower them to choose life. And we can't do it without our donors. And really, this tax credit is just a great way for donors to reduce their tax burden while also helping women, serving women and partnering with us to empower women to choose life.
Yeah. And I would probably add to that, you know, it's just good. I mean, you're right after the first of the year to see funds come in, perhaps that I will say we didn't expect, but typically January, February are kind of slow months.
Yeah.
And we do have a budget, and, you know, a lot of our budget is based on what we anticipate or hope to receive. And so just having that, being able to take advantage of the pregnancy help donations at the time in January, February really helps us out in meeting our budget goals as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. November, December, people are doing all their year-end giving. So yeah, typically January, February are slower. And this is a great way, just tax strategy wise, people can give their year-end gift, but then already starting the beginning of the year, give a gift that they'll get a tax credit.
Good, good. So can you share one story or example of how these gifts made a tangible difference for women facing unsupported pregnancies?
Well, I will just say specifically, we had a donor reach out who I think they'd given maybe 100, 150 before, pretty small amount. And they'd heard about the tax credit from someone else, and they had reached out, and they gave a very, very sizable, significant donation, which was huge. I mean, if we hadn't have had their donation, we might not have met our fundraising goal for that month. And that funds our nurses' salaries. Right. It funds our pregnancy tests, all the medical supplies, our, you know, receptionist, all of it. So every dollar counts.
Absolutely. I think sometimes when you think about pregnancy centers, and from your particular role at Assure as advancement director and fundraising, sometimes we don't think about how those dollars directly affect the work that we do. Mm-hmm. And we can't do what we do without, you know, without people supporting the mission of Assure.
Absolutely.
Whether it's paying for nurses, buying ultrasound machines, the lights, you know, the service for the lights for the buildings, all those things are funded, like you said, 100% funded by private donations. So we really rely on our supporters to help us out there.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, we can't do the work and be the hands or feet of Jesus if we don't have the funding to do it. So we certainly appreciate all those that have been a part of Assure's ministry for years. So with that being said, this is an opportunity for new donors or businesses to get involved as well. Do you have a number of new donors or businesses that were that took part last year?
I don't have that on me. I can think of a handful. We did have some new. I think it was more we had donors that had maybe come to the banquets once before or had given, you know, $25, $100, a smaller gift, but then really saw an opportunity and gave more. And, you know, we're to be wise and good stewards of our, the resources God has blessed us with.
Yeah.
And obviously we all have to pay taxes.
Yep.
But this is a fantastic way that donors can cut down on what they're paying in taxes, which really multiplies their gift because then they can give more than they normally would. And so I think being savvy with your finances and strategic and being good stewards of your finances, and this is a blessing, and this is a great way to utilize that.
Cool. So how does this opportunity reflect Nebraska's commitment to supporting women and protecting life?
Well, this came about through the Nebraska legislature, and we are very fortunate in Nebraska. We have currently and have had a history of some really strong pro-life legislators that have really, you know, worked on bills and carried water for pro-life causes that care about life. And this isn't a political issue, this bill. It's not a pro-life versus pro-choice. It's really about serving women who are pregnant and they're limited in their resources, and they need additional resources, additional services to be able to choose life, or to empower them to feel secure in a life choice. Yeah. And whether that life is that they're going to parent, or whether that is that they're going to put their baby up for adoption, this tax credit is a way for Nebraska to support these women.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk a lot on this program about how people can help. And, you know, obviously we talk about prayer, we talk about volunteering, but this is a way that they can help assure, but also benefit them as well.
Absolutely.
And so hopefully people will take advantage of it. If you're listening, this is a great opportunity for you to get plugged into Assure, but also do something beneficial to decrease your tax portion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For someone listening today, Amanda, who's thinking about applying, what's their very next step?
Go to firststeptolife.com. Yep. And on our website, we have information about this tax credit. I encourage you to talk to your tax professional or your financial planner just to make sure that this fits with your goals. And but read that information. You can also go to the Nebraska Department of Revenue's website. They have information. Talk to your financial planner or your tax planner and fill out the information. If you fill out the information now, get me your contact information, get all those details. I will get that application form filled out. I'm not going to submit it January 1 without your final approval, but I'll get back to you in mid-December. Make sure you're good with me moving forward in that application, and then I will submit the application January 1.
So Amanda, aside from the tax credit, mm-hmm. You have recently had a change of name in your department.
Yes.
You moved from Development Director to Advancement Director. Mm-hmm. And maybe people are noticing that on our website or on our newsletters or whatever. Can you just give us a little bit of why that name changed and what your department incorporates other than tax credits?
Sure. So Development Department was initially really just fundraising. Mm-hmm. And not just. I mean, fundraising is big, but putting on the banquet, just our various fundraising campaigns. One of the big things we have experienced at Assure, the huge need for marketing. And marketing these days is evolving super, super fast.
Yes.
Just with AI, with technology, with social media. And we have to be able to reach mm-hmm. patients. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to be the first step to life. Being the first step to life means really we need to be that first voice mm-hmm. in talking to that girl, speaking to her mm-hmm. when she thinks she might be pregnant. So development, the department all is now, we also have patient marketing within the department.
Yep.
So we've got patient marketing, we have fundraising, we also have branding for Assure, marketing for donors, marketing for volunteers, marketing for prayer support. So all of that, really all the engagement for Assure happens through Advancement Department. And I've got a great team, and so we're out in the community, out at churches, out just sharing about pro-life issues and how people can get involved and make a difference.
Your team has a lot of fun.
We do. We've got great. I've got a great team. They're fantastic. Lots of fun. Lots of laughter. I think we're all very passionate about life.
Yeah.
Passionate about just loving the women
yeah.
and the families, the babies that we serve, and making an impact for God's kingdom.
All right. Finally, Amanda, what's your hope and prayer for how this program will continue to bless women, babies, and donors across our state? And I'm talking about the tax credit.
Yeah. Well, the tax credit, again, I love that it's a blessing to our donors. I think we've got the best donors
yeah.
in the world. You know, just people who are so committed to serving women who are in really sometimes the darkest periods of their life.
Yeah.
And I love that our donors have an opportunity to continue their stewardship, being good stewards of the blessings God has given them, and that they can get a tax benefit doing this. For me, like, my job is making sure we have the money to pay all the bills. And so it's great to be able to have an extra tool and to be able to promote another way that donors can give. And I hope we have a really a strong finish to the end of 2025 for fundraising, but a huge start to 2026. Again, our 40th birthday, and really want to start 2026 off strong. And I would love to be able to, you know, every tax credit that's available for Assure, I would love for our donors to be able to receive those.
Yeah, I think that should be our goal, to get as much of that $1 million that we can, as we can, for our donors.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Amanda, thanks so much for joining us today and for breaking this down so clearly. I know you're not a tax professional, but you're speaking to people that probably are not tax professionals either, and we need to hear it plainly and simply. So thank you for that. Friends, this really is a win-win opportunity. You can help provide life-saving, life-changing services for women and families in our community and receive a Nebraska state income tax credit for your generosity. If you'd like to learn more, visit firststeptolife.com. Again, that's firststeptolife.com, or email advancement@assureomaha.com.
Life Matters is an educational outreach resource of Assure Women's Center in Omaha, Nebraska. To learn more about the ministry of Assure, visit firststeptolife.com. That's firststeptolife.com. There you can learn about the many services we provide, including how we come alongside abortion-minded mothers and empower women to choose life for her and her baby, as well as find our most current broadcasts and all of our past episodes. You can also find information on our website about how you can partner with us in the life-saving work of Assure. Do you want to make a difference, but don't have time to volunteer every week? Become a church ambassador. You'll help champion the work at Assure within your church community, raising awareness and support in meaningful, tangible ways. It's a simple first step to get involved in the pro-life work at Assure. Visit firststeptolife.com to learn more and join us today. Thanks for listening to Life Matters. Join us again next week at the same time, right here on Bot Radio Network.